5 minutes past the 8 o'clock hour. Good Friday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Okanagan Country Radio, KOMW and KNCW. Time for another open line program, and we are without Mr. Bose today. He's gone for this week, but he will be back next week. We look forward to him doing a little traveling. But in the studio with us, we have one of the guests that we have every other month. And this time around, it's going to be kind of a recap of things. We're talking about having in the studio with us OMAC School Superintendent Michael Porter. Good morning, Ms. Porter.
Good morning. It's nice to be here this morning.
Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Yes, we just wrapped up our school year this last week. It's hard to believe that we have completed the 22-23 school year. And we had graduation the week before and a great time of celebration. You know, we were very fortunate because right before graduation started, it was doing quite a bit of raining, and I was thinking, first of all, I'm thankful that it was inside our gym, and we had a packed gym. Mm-hmm. And secondly, I was thankful that by the end of graduation, it had stopped raining, and we were able to send all the graduates outside on the football field where we usually do, and all the parents and friends and family were able to gather around and have a great time of celebrating. So
that's great.
It was a very fortunate day, and it was great. And you know, I just wanted to talk for just a minute about how you know, our graduates, you know, they go to school with us 12 or 13 or even 14 years hopefully in the same system, and it's fun to see them grow up. And I'm always amazed how I used to be a second grade teacher, and then I would see these graduates 10 years later, and they're so different. They've grown up, they've matured with their emotions, and their facial structure often changes as well as they grow, and it's fun. And sometimes they'll come up and say, "Mr. Porter, do you remember me?" And I'm like, "You kind of look familiar. Help me out, please. Help me out."
Yeah, because you haven't changed.
I mean, right, exactly.
Right,
exactly. But, yeah. Lost a little bit more hair, but
but basically,
right. But you know, what I was reflecting on this week is it starts to quiet down at the district office. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking about all that it takes to get a kiddo across the stage.
Oh boy.
You know, all the work that they do, they themselves have to be motivated. And most, probably 99.9% of our kids are very driven to get that diploma. And it's not just the kids, though.
Right.
We have so many other people to thank. You know, it's the families, the guardians, the friends who help them to make the advancements that they need to graduate. And, you know, it's our teachers, our staff. It's, you know, it's the parapros, the custodians, the secretaries, the bus drivers, maintenance. Mm-hmm. So many people are involved in helping kids to graduate. And, you know, we can't just think about the immediate school system, because we also have those who volunteer and help outside, you know, with the activities, with the theater and the arts.
Yep.
Kids are plugged into those, and they enjoy doing sports and, like I said, the theater and the arts. And it is fun to see kids find their niche. Mm-hmm. What they really enjoy. And I would be remiss if I did not say thank you to all those people who put in tons of time. And often it's behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, you know, it's the quiet that you don't even know is happening, but it's the connecting with kids, because what's the foundation of everything? It's relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so thankful for the many hours that people have donated, have volunteered to put into coaching, whether that be, you know, in sports or, like I said, the arts.
Mm-hmm.
We have people, you know, your very own Rick Deck, who's put in tons of time coaching softball over the years. And it's just so neat to see how their input, you know, Rick's input with all those girls over the years, helped them to grow, helped them to mature, helped them to work on collaboration and working as a team.
Yeah.
It doesn't come and happen all by itself.
No.
It comes with guidance and leadership. And I am very thankful for the people throughout the Okanagan Valley, throughout our community, that really put in this extra time. And they're the unsung heroes. Yeah. And, you know, we hear so much about the teachers and the administrators, and, you know, they do great work as well. But just these people who are quietly behind the scenes, I truly am thankful for their input and their sacrifice of all that time for kids.
Yeah. Well said. Yeah.
Yeah. And I look at my own daughter graduated this year, and it's she's the baby of the family. And so we're going to be empty nesters. And I'm a little bit nervous about her taking off and leaving us all alone. I'm going to have to learn who my wife is again, because we spend so much time around our kids. You know, it's so much fun. had.
Get reacquainted. Yeah.
Yes, yes. But I am excited for her future as well. She had a great schooling career here, and she was a part of Bridgeport. She was part of homeschooling. She was part of WAVA. She was part of OMAC. So she had a varied educational experience, and I loved it. It made her who she is today. And I see all of the sacrifice that the staff here in OMAC put into her and helped her to grow, you know, as she was learning to become an educated student herself. She had to learn how to do homework. You know, she had to learn how to really focus in on completing the task that was before her. And like I said, that doesn't happen on your own usually. You have to have a little bit of a push from somebody. And so a lot of people did that for her. And so I am very thankful that she graduated. I had no doubt that she would. She's a very smart cookie. But I'm also very excited about what her next steps are. Mm-hmm. And so many of our kids, you know, the world, once you get that diploma, is really just, it's opened up for you.
Oh, yeah.
You can go in so many different directions. And I'm excited to see how we have kids who are going into the military. We have kids who are going into the workforce right away. We have kids who are going into trade schools and into colleges and continuing their athletics. It's just, it's fun to see. And, you know, one of the things that schools do is we track kids for a couple of years afterwards just to see, you know, hey, where'd you go? What'd you do? You know, follow up with phone calls and emails and stuff. And it is so exciting for anybody who works in education to have those kids come back to school, you know, 1 or 2 years later and say, hey, this is what I'm doing right now and I'm loving it. I'm having fun. Or, well, I haven't found my niche yet, but I'm trying this and I've tried this and I've tried this.
Yeah.
Still looking. And that's okay. That's okay. It's just, it's a great time. This year, you know, we've completed all the excitement. I say that with quote unquote excitement with COVID.
Yes, it's true.
And it's behind us now. Yes. And so this was the most normal year since 2020 when all that craziness started. And it's just, it's fun to see kids getting back into the rhythm of school and the different activities that they get to participate in. It's quite a bit of fun. So anyway, I wanted to make sure that I just mentioned, you know, that we've wrapped up the school year and these kids are now launching and taking off. And I was also reflecting on, what does it take for a kid to leave the nest, so to speak? What are the characteristics that we look for as kids are doing that? You know, we're looking for collaboration. We're looking for kids to be able to, you know, work in teams and for them to be kind and caring, for them to be able to know that you always want to leave things better than you found it. You know, that you're reaching out and you are really trying to make the world a better place. And that you see that developing in kids. Oftentimes when they're turning from a little guy or gal into a young adult, there's a lot of that self-centered focus where it's all about me, as they're learning. But you see it either later in middle school or the beginning of high school where they start to change and start thinking about others.
And they become a contributor.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And they'll do service projects, you know, so that they'll do like penny fundraisers or something like that where they're starting to do something for the greater good and they start to think beyond themselves. And then what my favorite thing is, you're walking down the hallway and you might see a kid, you know, the classic where they drop all their pile of books and it goes all over the place. And two or three kids stop what they're doing, run over and start helping them picking them up.
Wow.
I mean, that is exactly what you want from kids who are advancing out into the world, that you know that, okay, they've learned some great skills. They are ready to continue to help our world improve.
Yeah.
So that is one of the things that I really enjoy, that seeing that they have developed the active listening. You can tell right now I'm doing all the talking, but it's so important.
Well, I'm enjoying listening.
Oh, good. It's good. And I can tell you're an active listener because you're looking at me, you're nodding your head. And in today's society, you know, we have the cell phones and all the technology.
Oh, yeah.
It's easy to tune out the world, to live in your own world. And so it's nice for our kids to develop those skills of really being able to be smart enough to put the phone down, look in somebody's face, and tell me more. How are you doing? You know, and to really engage in that communication. That's such an important part for all of our students.
Yeah.
So anyway, like I said, I'm happy that the school year has ended. We have a little bit of a reprieve, and we will be having summer school this year, so that's great to have. And you'll see some buses running around as we pick up some kids, you know, and drop them off throughout the day. And that starts, I believe, it's July 10th to August 10th is when our main summer school is starting. We have some additional extended school year things that are going on right now. we have a lot of activities that are taking place at our school. Last year I shared that we were very fortunate that we were able to use all that ESSER money for a new HVAC system.
Oh, yeah.
And so we spent a lot of money that was provided to our school system for HVAC. We spent over $9 million that did not come from our local community.
That's great.
And I say that loosely because I know taxes are from everybody, but yeah. It didn't come directly from our community. And so it was part of the ESSER grant. And we were able to update all of our HVAC throughout our district. And this year we don't have a big, massive project like that, but we have a lot of little projects that are going on. So we have we've hired some students and some staff who are cleaning. That's always an important part. You know, you do that deeper, more thorough cleaning where you get all the desks off to the side and you sweep the floors, you scrub the floors, mop them, you wipe down all the walls, you open up all the lenses from where the lights are at, you know, and you dust those out, get all the cobwebs and the dead bees and everything that are up there, you get them all out, wipe down the whiteboards, and just get the rooms as clean as they can be. You're doing the floors, you're waxing the gym floors, you know, or make sure that those are all ready for game time. And so there's a lot of yard maintenance that takes place, you know, trimming trees and pruning things, shrubs, and painting where we need to. But we also have some additional projects that are more unique, such as at East, about 5 years ago, we put in a modular. And so we have our fourth grade that's out there. So a big four classroom modular. When we did that, we had laid down gravel for a parking area, but we just didn't have the resources at the time to pave that. Oh, okay. And so we've been saving up our money, you know, a little bit over these past 5 years, and now we have the money to pay for it. So we're going to pave that. And you can actually see there's some work going on right there as they're starting to smooth out the
preliminary ground stuff. Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. And getting it all ready. So we're excited to finally get that little parking area all paved. You know, a lot of our staff have been parking on the gravel and, you know, wrestling through with cleaning, getting snow off of it. You know, with gravel, it's always a challenge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
quite often the gravel goes with the snow.
Yes, yeah, exactly. You have like a big pile at the end. You have to smooth back out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. So we're in the middle of paving the parking lot over at East. And with that, there's some fencing that we need to update that just kind of is old and needs to be updated. And we have already had some lights that were out there in the parking lot, which we did when we put in the modular, so that's good to go. But we're also, for all of the schools, we are adding more security. That's one of the things that is a top priority for the Omak School District, and I think every school, you know, safety and security is important. It's crucial. And we're always looking for ways to improve. And so one of the things we're doing this year is we are adding some additional outside cameras and some additional cameras that are in the hallways. We have, last year we added some, and then this year we're adding some more. We've added some additional cameras on our buses, and it's really for the safety and security of, you know, all of our students and staff.
Oh, yeah.
And when you install cameras, it's funny because you think, okay, we did a pretty good job. We can see everywhere. No, you always, you know.
There's still more blind spots.
You always find blind spots. It's interesting. And so when there's an issue, we can, you know, pull up these cameras and you can see. And sometimes, you know, an activity that's taking place, it's, I'll say it's an unsanctioned activity, such as a disagreement, a strong disagreement. Hear me saying that all politically correct. Okay, let me just say it the right way. It's a fight. When there's a fight between students, sometimes the cameras is too far away to get a clear picture of who's involved. And so you have to do quite a bit of work of talking to the witnesses, you know, who are there. And so the cameras will just help us to remove those blind spots.
Sure.
And so it takes a little bit of time, and we have a company that's coming in to update those and cover where those blind spots are. So along with the safety and security, we're also adding some, I mentioned some fencing at East around the parking lot, but there's some additional fencing that we've realized at our high school between our CTE building and the high school. You know, they're right next to each other, but it's pretty much open access on either end. So we're putting some fencing with some gates that you have to have an access card to get into. So that's one of the projects we're doing as well this summer. Again, you think that you have everything nailed down, and you find areas that it's like, okay, we need to improve this. Here's another area to adjust. And so we will continue to monitor where our fencing is at. And we know there's a few other areas over the next couple of years that we're going to address as well. But the fencing is an important piece of that. We are also adding, I think that it's important that not only are we looking for safety and security, but also fun. And so last year at East, we were able to add a big piece of playground equipment.
Oh, great.
And this year we're adding an additional piece of playground equipment to North.
Okay.
So at North Elementary, they have a couple of pieces that I think the most recent addition was 12 or 15 years ago. And you know, they start to show wear and tear over time. And
wear and tear from those little kids?
Come yes, on. Believe it or
they
not.
Can't do that. Yeah.
And there's quite a bit of community kids that come over there. And, you know, as kids get older, they have fond memories. So they'll go back during the summer, you know, and swing or, you know, play on the stuff, which is great. That is great. So we're not removing any over at North. We're just adding another new piece to it. And that's with that, it's amazing the cost of the newer playground equipment, how, you know, they want all the rough edges off of it. And you and I, we didn't have that experience. You know, if you got a cut from a playground equipment, that was just, that went with it.
But experience.
Yes, it is. But manufacturers now are much more cautious of getting the sharp edges off, you know, and making sure, I think there's, you have to have like up to a foot or 18 inches of bark dust, you know, so if somebody does fall off of something, it gets a little bit more cushion.
Well, I worked at a private school for 6 years and going way back now to the mid-90s, and we were looking at upgrading playground equipment, and our eyes just bulged when they were just starting to come up with some of those codes and things like that. Yeah. So I can imagine all these years later how much that's different.
So once again, we have to save our pennies you know, for a purchase like that. And we've been making sure that we do that because we see that there is definitely a need. And again, it's not just during the school year, but during the summer. You know, we have sometimes families and friends come and visit, and, you know, what a great opportunity to be able to go to the school and engage in having some fun on the swings or on the playground equipment. So, we're always looking for opportunities to improve that. We also are adding some, or improving some flooring at East in our kitchen. The floor has just been in kind of poor shape for quite a while. We have a couple little holes that were in there through the tile and tripping hazards, things like that within the kitchen. And the same at our high school locker rooms. Each year, our maintenance supervisor, Tim Ng, is constantly looking for issues, safety issues.
Yep.
And, you know, flooring is a big one because you have tripping hazards or slipping hazards, you know, if you don't maintain those, then wear and tear just over time, you know, things get used. And even when they're gently used or lovingly used, you know, there's going to be issues that'll pop up. So we're able to address the flooring over at East Kitchen, and then at the high school locker rooms there, they empty everything out of it, take all the lockers, everything that's in there out, and then clean it really good, and then they're putting in a new floor, and it's some kind of epoxy floor that they're putting in. It's the latest and greatest that's supposed to last, you know, a long period of time with no seams, so you're not getting dirt and dust and stuff in there. So I'm eager to see how that goes, and that'll be the flooring, like I said, is an ongoing thing. There's also in our outreach building, when we purchased it, it had some pretty old carpet, and we knew we'd probably have to be updating that. So Tim said, hey, I have the money this year. I think I want to get on it.
Good.
And so they emptied that out, and they're going to be putting in new flooring in there as well. So flooring is an important part of it. And of all the updates, we are also doing some additional updates at Camp D. Our sixth graders go up there every year, and we missed a couple of years because of COVID. But it's great to see that we had the kids back up there again this year. They had a great time. Tim and his crew went up there and redid the bathrooms because we had a building, I think it's maybe 20 years old, that's been up there. And they never really quite finished the bathrooms. And so they were kind of done, but not really. And so the team went up there this year and just really knocked it out of the park. And there's a few more little tweaks that are going up there. We had a water pump issue with electricity. So Tim's got an electric crew up there to fix that, to make some adjustments. And I think we're going to actually get some ceiling fans within the big room where they have all their plays and performances, and the parents come up.
Yeah.
So making some adjustments up there. there.
Make it nicer.
Yeah, it is. It's really nice to be able to, we don't use it as often as we could, but we have been, you know, inviting different community groups and having them apply to use that, which is great. Now we have I believe it's the Forest Service, don't quote me on that. There's a group that's up there who are fighting fires. And so that's their base while they're working on the place up by the airport. You know, they're doing a build up there. And so once that's done, they'll stop using that. But they're renting the space from us. So, which gives us a little bit of money to make some adjustments, you know, and modernizations on some of the things. Two more things that I wanted to mention real quick for summer projects. One is our stadium lights. You know, on the football and soccer field that we have right behind the high school there, those lights have been up there forever. And I got to see one of the bulbs.
I think I remember when they went up. So that is a long time.
I mean, those bulbs are like the size of your head.
Oh, yeah.
And they are, they really consume energy.
Oh, boy, yeah.
And trying to find replacements is harder and harder every year. And the poles are getting older, and they've actually strapped them. I can't remember the term for it, but they've actually put bands around them to help them to be more stable over time. And it's just time to replace them. We've talked about that for about 10 years. When Dr. Swanson was here, we started talking about it. And, again, we've been saving up our money and are finally able to do that. So there'll be LED lights that are going up, and fewer poles, and it's pretty exciting. So that's going to be starting, I think, July 3rd is when they start on that project.
Wow,
and and then the one other project, there, like I said, there's a lot of projects. So these are the big ones, but we're putting up some digital signs. Oh. At our middle school, the reader board fell off. It has been hanging up there for 20 years, and we were very fortunate. Uh-huh. It did not fall off when anybody was parked there, but it did happen during the middle of the day. I heard this loud thump and then a smash, and it broke, and just fell off the walls. The bolts gave way after 20 years. And so we had been thinking about replacing our reader boards at some time. And so it's like, well, I guess this is the sign.
That's a sign.
To replace the sign. Yes, there you go.
We'll be
putting digital signs up this summer. And it's going to be great because, again, it just adds to our communication.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
pretty exciting things going on during our school year. And we're really looking forward to this next year and all the challenges and adventures and excitement and learning that will take place.
Yes. Well, that is wonderful.
Yeah.
And I know we don't have you scheduled for when you're going to be in next, but we were just chatting before the show. We'll line up some more times. And
absolutely.
Probably have a visit before the next school year starts.
Absolutely.
Things have been going as we just talked, all these projects and everything. And I think you're looking for the new school year already.
It's fun. I look forward to it. I always enjoy coming on talking with you and Brian.
Yes. Well, we love having you here.
Thank you very much today, Chris. Yeah. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, and we look forward to next time.
All right. Sounds great.
Thanks for all you do, too.
Thank you.
All right. It's 27 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock, party line, on this Friday morning, and we'll have American Radio Journal coming up in just a little bit. Stay tuned.